This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, resident young person Kelvin on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Leah Putz de Leon is unhappy that people are leaving, going over to the Blue Sky place. We'll see you over there. Coming up at noon, we will have the noon news. The noon news, followed by Todd Alba from noon to two from some undisclosed bunker somewhere in northeastern Wisconsin. Maggie Dawn from two to four, Dominic Salvia from four to six, and Pete Schwab of the Great Nightlight Show from 6 to 8 p.m. Really nice article about our colleague Pete Schwab in the Cap Times, talking about his, you know, lived in L.A. He wrote some screenplays. He's a very accomplished guy.
He's also very fun to talk to on his show.
He is.
And this is just another, you know, call it a plug. I'll say whatever I want. You might not have time to listen to Pete's show because it's on later in the evening. You got things going on.
Dinner, homework, whatever.
Go to civicmedia.us. Look up in the shows page. Look up his show. Look up all the shows you want to listen to. You can download them. You can subscribe to them as a podcast. And the way that way you will have them sent to your phone automatically.
Yep.
Or your device. And you can listen to us whenever you want.
Whenever it's convenient.
Exactly. And Pete's a fun show.
It is a fun show. He's got all kinds of great guests, and he knows some fancy people.
He's talked to John Legend.
I know. He's got ties. So it's definitely worth checking out. And we're going to have him on, hopefully, on Monday.
Hopefully, yes.
And because we haven't had, it's been a while since he's.
Or we just say Pete will be on the show and he has to do it.
Well, yes. We'll see how that goes. All right. It's 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for.
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Greg, you found this one. Thank you so much.
I am so, so sorry.
From the New York Post, headline reads, "This toilet habit is done by almost all men. Grossed out women complain. It's pretty effing disgusting." Article reads, "Women are venting that men store water bottles at the side of their bed so they can urinate in them instead of going to the bathroom and getting out of bed. This disgusting hack has become a viral conversation online where women are coming together and sharing stories about their partners who use this as a lazy excuse to stay horizontal. 25-year-old Hannah Thier confessed she thought it was customary for men to urinate into water bottles next to the bed.
My daddy did it, my granddaddy did it, and by God, my son will do it one day.
She said in a TikTok video, "I thought it was acceptable for him to pee in bottles because he didn't want to get out of bed, and they used to sit there for days unless I emptied them."
Girl, break up with him.
That immediately. Okay. Immediately.
That's some Howard Hughes behavior. If you don't know what that means,
that's a whole thing.
See the Aviator.
That also should not be.
Okay, I have a couple things here on both sides of the aisle of this argument. As a dude,
okay,
Calvin, I don't know where you are on this.
I can't wait to hear about this.
I don't think. First of all, can you read the headline again?
Certainly.
Yes.
"This toilet habit is done by almost all men."
Okay, let's start right there. I take issue with that.
I would too.
I don't think that is true. I've known a lot of men in my life. Not one of them have ever said in a tone suggesting normality that, "Oh yeah, I got my
here's my pee bottle.
That's my pee bottle. I use Gatorade. They got a wider mouth." It's what? It's convenient.
Go ahead.
I don't believe it's almost all men.
I hope not.
I believe it's a very, I don't think it's a lot. But dudes, if you're doing it, disgusting, gross. Whoever taught you that didn't love you.
Well, if there's a medical issue, obviously that's one thing.
Yeah, no, then you're going to put you in a catheter. They're going to take medical steps to make it happen. They're not going to be like, I'm going to prescribe you an empty Powerade bottle.
I guess I would just request you got to empty it yourself, dudes.
No, Jane, I won't even go that far. You can't even let them do that. You got to be like, no, I'm a light sleeper. And if I was a woman as a light sleeper, the moment I heard some like tussling, I'd be like, go to the bathroom right now. This will not happen in this home. That is disgusting behavior.
Yeah, I definitely think that no. No.
Calvin?
No, this is gross and weird. This is just an example because it's the internet. How many women are going to get online and be like, you know, my man does not do that. I think that's weird. So you only hear about the weirdos
who are doing it. Let's hope you're right. Let's hope you're right. As one person said on this TikTok, healthy people do not pee in bottles at home, period. This guy has some issues. Yeah. You are not the one to fix him. Get up and go to the toilet like a civilized person.
When
end of a story.
Jane spoken.
Done. All right. That is today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Stay tuned for news coming up next. We will be back tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.